This is a Purple Radio podcast. Find out more online at purpleradio.co.uk.
That was The City by The 1975 on Purple Radio, where you are listening to me, Rosie Kirksmith. It is the afternoon show, and tomorrow night, the Gala Theatre in Durham, we have a very special treat. The Lumberjacks, which is a set of three Canadian comedians who no doubt you have definitely seen, are coming here. And we're lucky enough to have Glenn Wool on the phone right now. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello, you sound excited to be on Purple Radio.
Well, we're also driving right now, too, so if I break into a chorus of swears, we've just struck a pedestrian or gone into a car.
Yeah, no swearing, please. That would be best if we keep that one out.
Yeah, I'm in the passenger seat, by the way, just before any police get interested.
Oh, yeah, but very safe. Always best to be safe on hands-free. Do encourage that.
Yeah.
So are you excited for your show in Durham tomorrow night?
Totally. I am a huge fan of wheat, so anytime I get to come to Durham, it's a homecoming of sorts. Actually, you know what? I can't. That is such a lie because I am gluten free. So
you're gluten free.
Am I even allowed to be in Durham?
We'll kind of let you have it your way with that one. We'll try and avoid the Durham wheat while you're here.
Yeah. How do the people in Durham feel about the gluten free phase?
I've literally never thought of it. Durham clearly haven't been thinking about this problem enough, have they?
Maybe I should keep it down. Like, I'll be a pariah in the neighbourhood. Another one. We don't need your kind here.
Yeah, you better be careful about saying it on stage tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Whoa, we just about had an accident there. Anyway.
A live accident on air, that'd be something else.
So that would be awesome. Yeah.
I'm not sure about awesome.
I'll try and fall into one. We've decided an on-air accident would be very good for business. So, yeah.
It'd be a sellout within minutes.
Yeah.
How long's the tour been going on then? Where have you been?
Well, we have been on the road now for about a month.
Oh, wow.
I think, and we got another month of this one, and then we're also doing a fall tour too.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, well, it's lucky that we're all great friends, and hopefully we will be at the end of the tour too.
Do you share a hotel room with Stuart and Craig then?
All one bed, kind of Bert and Ernie style. Yeah, we got matching pajamas, although Stuart lost his hat.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
But no fights so far. It's going well.
No, it's more fun. It's more fun than I've ever had on the road before, and I keep expecting it to crash down to earth. But it's not
so far so good.
Yeah, well, we knew each other when we were a lot younger too. So I think if we tried this when we were younger men, it would have been more difficult.
Living the crazy lifestyle.
You know, now it's more, you know, after the show.
Okay, and what can we expect from your show if we come and see you at the gala tomorrow? What can we get from you?
It's a straight stand-up. We're on stage all at the same time a few times, but yeah, if you enjoyed Stuart's work on Mark the Week, he'll be out there with his one-liner, and this might be Stuart's last tour. So if you enjoyed his work.
Yeah.
You better come out and see it. Hit
the gala tomorrow night. Oh gosh, is that an exclusive we've just got on Purple Radio about Stuart's last tour?
It's not exclusive. It was on Chortle the other day too.
Fair enough. Yeah. We're not being that exclusive.
Yeah, he wavers back and forth, so we'll see. But for the sake of ticket sales, yes, it's definitely his last show ever.
Yeah.
We're gonna shoot him out of a cannon afterwards.
I'm keeping you to that now.
Yeah, that's what we do in every show anyway. That's how we travel. So.
Having Stuart Francis shot out of a cannon, great. Can't wait. You're also, I've seen you're playing the Udderbelly down in London. Is that just by yourself then in the summer?
Yeah, that's just me. That's there will be no Jacks involved in that.
Aww.
It's a solo Jack thing. Although me and Craig have talked about doing some shows together without Stuart, and we call it the Lumber Jerks. That's that kind of level of humor you're dealing with.
Oh dear, you've got me with that level of humor. I think that might be more embarrassing for me though. Oh, well, hopefully you won't get too lonely when you get on your own. You'll have to find someone else to share a room with.
Yeah. I'll just draw Stuart and Craig faces on my pillows, and then that's usually good enough. That's what they often do. I often wake up to that, so it wouldn't be anything new.
Oh, lovely. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Glenn. And it's tomorrow night at the Gala Theatre in Durham, isn't it, if anyone wants to come along?
Yeah. Be there, Durham. Be there. Maybe you have too much laughter in your life and you don't need it, but it's the best medicine. And,
I assure you, all the students are in the middle of exams right now, so they need a bit of a laugh.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly. And we're so informative. It's almost as good as studying.
I'm going with that. I'm pretty sure most things are better than studying, to be honest, right now.
Yeah.
Well,
this is from a guy who just squeaked out of high school, so I've heard studying is very hard and
it gets a bit boring,
do
doesn't
much
it?
Of it.
you've done all right by not doing too much, so I might take that bit of advice there.
Yeah, I just love that that's what somebody says, students listening to this right now going, oh, well, the successful man on the radio never did it. Anyway, back to the books.
Lucky students. Thank you so much for calling in, and everyone hopefully will come and see you tomorrow night. I'm coming, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Wonderful. We'll see you tomorrow.
I would like to say an absolutely massive thank you for Glenn Wall for coming on the show. Yes, we had a famous comedian on. He is touring with the Lumberjacks at the moment. That's Stuart Francis and Craig Campbell as well. You'll have seen them. Stuart's been on stuff like Mock the Week. Glenn himself was on Russell Howard's Good News. They're famous and they're in Durham. Shocker, you might say. So head down to the Gala Theatre tomorrow night if you're interested in seeing that. It's exciting. It's highly exciting. We all need a laugh to get over a revision.
That was a Purple Radio podcast. Find out more online at purpleradio.co.uk.